Really, we're supposed to get $4. The original Bala boss told the middleman, go hire me workers and I'll pay them $4 a day. Now, the middleman, when he went to hire the workers, he told him he'd only get three. So, more than three, they have no tainus and nidamamnis, because they accepted the job to do it for $3. But they have a right to have a complaint against the middleman. They could be angry at the middleman, because the middleman held back from them good, because really they deserve to get $4. That's what the Baal HaBos told the middleman. Since the middleman didn't tell the workers, how this pasuk in Mishlei, they have a right to have a complaint against him. But not against the Baal HaBos. Only against the middleman, not against the Baal HaBos. Now the Gemara says, Pshita, Yom Alei Baal HaBayis Petlosa. If the Baal HaBos first said to a middleman, hire me workmen, and I'll pay them $3 a day. The Yozal Yom Alei Biyabur. Now the workman, the middleman himself went and told the workers, you'll get $4. And the Yom Relei Kimoy Shema Baal HaBayis. And he also said to them, you'll get $4 the way the Baal HaBos said. So that Hayu Alayu, for sure they have dust upon him, and he's going to have to pay them $4 then. Since the middleman said, I'll give you $4, he's going to have to pay them. Ella, the question is like this. What Biabo? The Baal HaBos told the middleman, I'm willing to pay them $4 a day. Now the middleman, when he went to hire workers, he told them, I'll give you $3 a day. But he also said, Kumor Shema Baal HaBos. He didn't just say $3 period. That was a sugi before. They would have said $3 period. They don't get more than $3. They only have a right to have a complaint against the middleman. But they don't get more. Here the middleman didn't just say $3 period. He said $3 and according to the way the Baal HaBos said. To Somai, when they accepted the job, what are the workers that? Adibura di de kosamchi, the yamrilay mehendis lon tokyam abalabais. Do the workers trust the middleman, and they only have that to go down for $3, not for more? Like they believe you, that's what the Baal HaBos said. Oiduma maybe no, adibura the Baal HaBos kosamchi. They rely completely really on what the Baal HaBos said. But then they like disregard the middleman. Since the middleman said, according to the way the Baal HaBos said, their das is really whatever the Baal HaBos really means. And since the Baal HaBos really said four, then they deserve to get $4. That's the shaila. In such a case, how much do the workers really get? So what I want to say, Toshma, I'll bring you proof in Halacha of Gittin. It says, Halacha, Havili Gittin. If a wife went over to a shliach, went over to a man, and told the man, Havili Gittin, listen, go to my husband and bring me the get. Not that you should be a shliach lekabola. We know by Gittin there are two types of shlichas. There's a shliach lekabola, that the lady can appoint the shliach to go get the get from the husband, and then, as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach, she's mugareshes. Kabola means he is like she. There's also a shliach lehalacha, that the husband himself makes the shliach to take the get to his wife. Here the wife told the shliach, don't be my shliach to receive the get to me, but you go to my husband and be a shliach. You be a shliach to bring the get to me. Hopefully, bring me my get. Yeah. Now, when the shliach went to the husband, the shliach changed around and said that v'yishtuch omro his kabbal giti. When the shliach goes to the husband and says, your wife wants a get, he said to him that your wife said, I should receive the get. I should be a shliach lekabola. That's the way the shliach told the husband. So says halacha, vuayma, and the husband said back, here's the get. But Hela Kamoy Shomra, take the get and give it to her the way she said it. That's what the husband said. So what's the here? It's a good shayla. If he listens to the shliach, that the shliach said he's supposed to be a shliach lekabola, then the get is nothing. Because really the wife did not appoint him to be a shliach lekabola. And the husband is not appointing him to be a shliach lehalacha. He's only listening that you said, my wife said, you should be a shliach lekabola, so I'm giving it to you the way my wife said. If I trust the shliach, then the get is no good. But if we say when a person says k'mor shom isha, he really means upon the das what the wife really meant. So the wife really meant that he should be a shliach lehalacha. So when the husband gives the get to the shliach, it's like telling the shliach, take this get and you be my shliach to bring this get to my wife. That's a good shaila. When the husband says back, take it and go k'mor shomra, the way she says. Now, Rav Nachman said, Omar Rav, Baravua, Omar Rav, Afilu egiya get liyada. Even if this get comes into her hand, even when the shliach gives her the get, ain't the mugareshes. She's talking not Megresha. The get is no good. So why? Shamat Minof. And here we see clearly that Adibura Didei Kosamach. So the husband is Samach on what the Shliach told him. So the Shliach told the husband that I'm supposed to be a Shliach LeKabbalah. That means your wife appointed me to be a Shliach. So when the husband gave the Shliach the get, he had no das to make him a Shliach for himself. He only had das to give it to him that he should receive the get for his wife. And since Lamaisa, the wife, did not make him a Shliach, he's nothing. He's not a Shliach from the husband. He's not a Shliach from the wife. So therefore, even when the get is given to her hand, she's not Megreshes. That's a good proof. Because he thought that if you think and tell me, when the husband says, go according to the way my wife said, he really means to believe, to trust, or to think that it should be according to what your wife really said. If so, so the wife really said that the shliach should be a shliach of the husband to bring me the get. If so, when the get comes to her hand, so then the pshat is the husband made him a shliach to take the get to his wife, then the get should be chal. So since we say here the get is not chal at all, we have a clear proof that we say the husband taka trust the shliach, and he has das according to what the shliach said. So now a case also. Since the middleman told the workers, you're going to get $3, so that's all they get is just $3. Even though we said, this is what the Baal HaBa said, they trust the middleman. Now the Gemara says, no, Amar Vashi says, Tachi Yashda, like what does one have to do with the other? No, there's no proof from here. Because like this, if the case would have been the opposite way around, then it's very good your proof. If the case would have been his Kabbalah, that really the wife told this man, I want you to be a shliach LeKabbalah. I want you to be my shliach to receive the get, and right then the get is chal. Now, when the shliach went to the wife, to the husband, he told over to the husband that your wife told me, I should be a shliach to bring the get from Utah. If that would have been the case, then you have a good proof. Now, the husband answers back and tells the shliach, take this get and give it to her the way she said it. Now, the Yom Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav, Megi Get Li Yoda Megreshes. If he would have said that when the get comes to her hand, Li Yodai. Now, Li Yodai means to his hand, to the Shliach's hand. That as soon as the husband gives the get to him, she's Megreshes, then Alma Dadi Bur Didor Kosamach. Then we see clearly that he's Samech on what she really said. And since the wife really told him to be a shliach LeKabbalah, so the get is good. Inam the rels of the locha would have been Meshegia get liyoda. Rels of the locha, if he would have said that the get is first chal when the shliach takes the get and gives it to his wife, if that would have been the locha Megureshes, then Alma we would have had a proof to say the Yadibura di day kosamach, that the husband is samach upon what the shliach said. And since the shliach said I'm only a shliach LeHelocha, so the husband really believes the shliach. And the husband only means to point him to be a shliach l'halacha, and then the get is only chal when the get comes to hand. Then it would have been proof. Again, if the wife told the shliach first, you should be a shliach l'kabbalah. When you accept the get, that's it. Now the shliach went and told the husband the opposite way, that I'm not a shliach l'kabbalah, but I want to be a shliach l'halacha, from you to bring it. So then whichever way we would say, we have a good proof. If the husband is really samach on the wife, then the get is chal as soon as the shliach gets it. If the husband is really samech on the shliach, then the get is first chal when the get comes to her hand. So this would have been a good proof. El hosam, but the original case we said is a different story altogether. El hosam mishum te'oka shliach l'shlichus alagamri. You know what we're saying in the first case, the get is no good, because the shliach is like saying he does not want to be a shliach at all. Te'yom alay shliach l'kabol avino, l'alocha l'avino. Because I don't want to be a shliach l'halacha. I don't want to have to take the job to bring the get from the husband to the wife. I want to have an easy job. I only want to be a shliach l'kabbalah. That means when I meet up with the husband and he gives me the get, that's it. So the first case was, again, the wife told the shliach, you go to my husband and be a shliach of him to bring the get to me. She did not tell him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. The shliach on himself, when he went to the husband, he said, I only want to be a shliach l'kabbalah. So by saying that, we see what the shliach means in his mind, as if to say, I don't want to be a shliach at all. I don't want to do the way the wife really told me. She told me to be a shliach l'halacha to bring the get all the way back to her. the shliach says, that's too hard for me, I don't want to do that. The reason why the shliach told the husband, I want to be a shliach lekabbalah, is because more than that is too hard for him. So it's like saying, I don't want to do the shlichus at all. So that's why the get is not chal. So from that proof, you can't bring any proof how we hold. We want to know when it's only a suffix, does he have das on what the shliach is really telling him? Or does he think, no, not what the shliach is telling me, I have das upon what she really meant. So from this case, you can't bring me any proof. Therefore, we have no raya. The boy is saying, or else I tell you, hi, Tana. The boy is saying, now it's going back to the original shayla. And how come the Mishnah says, hitu zezeh, why doesn't it say chosru zezeh? Boy same haitano chosrunami hitu korolei. Retracting when somebody says I don't want to do the job anymore, that's also called hitu. The tani was not like this. If you hire a worker, hitu is balabayis, and he fooled the balabas, which doesn't really mean he fooled the conditions, which means he retracted and says I don't want to do the job anymore. Oi balabayis hitu oisun. Else the balabas said I don't want you anymore. Stop the job. So in such a case, it says clearly, "Ein lem ze'aze elatarumas." They only have a right to have complaints one against the other, but there's no tainus of mammon. You have no right to ask for more money or less money. The money is the same deal. You only have a right to have complaints one against the other, and we'll soon see why. The Rashi really says, "They only have a right to have complaints one against the other." Ein lem ze'aze elatarumas. Tiyomalu teskiru atz mechal nacherim. Listen, I'm telling you to stop working for me. So what? Go now and find another job. Because in a case where you can find other jobs, so the balabas tells him, stop working for me, he has a right to say that. And you're not losing out any money, because you'll find another job. In such a case, you only have a right to have complaints against me. But there's no time of moment. Now, the Gemara says clearly, when was this said? Only if the workers did not go down yet, like to start doing the work. Then if the balabas says, I don't want you, or if they said to balabas, I don't want to do the job, he have a right to. And then there's only complaints one against another, but there's no money involved. Abul holchu, but let's say they went. Chamorin, like you hired a donkey driver to go someplace to pick up a load. And the donkey driver went there. Fulemotsu tfua, he didn't find any work to be done. There was no load of tfua to bring. Rose Poylin, you hired workers to go down to the field, to plow your field. Umotsu sada kishulecha. And when they went down to the field to do the work today, they found the field was full of water. Can't do work there today. So in such a case, noitzim lem schor mishalim. In such a case, now the balabas has to pay them. He has to pay them schor mishalim. We'll see what that means. In other words, if the balabas would tell them before they went down to work, I don't want you to work today, so then he didn't ruin anything for them, because they could find another job today. So in such a case, he doesn't have to pay them any money. Just they have a right to have complaints. Like, they're giving me bother. I have to go now look for another job. But if the poilim went down to try and do work, and there was no work to be done, then the balabas still has to pay them. For that, the balabas has to pay them. How much? Schor mishalim. Soon see exactly what that means. All right, turn over. Abulein adoyma, but it's not like habo toyin labo reikin. If somebody really has to move the bundles, to have you hired a donkey driver to go down, and there was no bundles to travel, or else oisa malacha liyeshiv a bottle. In other words, you don't have to pay this worker the same way you would have paid him if it really would have worked. Like you hired a man to plow your field today. If it really would have worked, you would have had to pay him, let's say, $20 a day. Now that he went down and the field was wet, so true, you have to pay him, even though he didn't do any work. But how much? Not like a regular worker, but like a worker that would enjoy taking off today to still getting pay. In other words, how much would a worker take less pay in order to have off today? Now, if he worked today, he'd get $20. He only said, listen, take off today and I'll only give you $10. If you'll be nicha, that's how much you have to pay him. Because the ma'is of the poil didn't do work for you. But you still have to pay him how much a worker would accept to take off a day. Now, the medieval mamur, when was it said again? Shelo yischilu b'mlocha. If they did not start doing the work yet, avol yischilu b'mlocha. They already started to do the work. Then shomun le'mashosa. Then you have to value how much work they did. There's the first part is talking about a poil a schir yoyim. You hired them to work for you for one day. Now we're talking about another case where you hired them to do a job. As always said, we started off there two cases. You hire somebody and paying for the day, works for me today. look, to hire a guy for the job, build me a house. Now we're talking about you hired someone to do a job for you. That's the second case now. That again, when if you tell them to stop, they only have to rumors, that they didn't start to do the work. But if you hired somebody to make a coat for you, and he started to make the coat, then shomim lemashasu. You have to see exactly how much they did, and you have to pay him according to how much they did. Ketzad. Kiblu kama liksa b'shnei sloyim. You have a whole field of kama, of let's say bundles of wheat or corn growing, and you hire someone to cut it down, and you say, I'll pay you shnei sloyim for the job. If you cut down the whole field, I'll give you two sloyim. Kotsu chetzio. Now the worker cut down half of the field. Venichu chetzio. And he left over half of the field. And now they want to retract. Or else, beged laroi b'shnei sloyim. I hired somebody to make a coat for me, and I'll pay you two sloyim. Or guchetziv, and the worker now made half the coat. Venichachetz, and half was left over. So how much do you have to pay him now? Here is retracting in the middle of the job, or you're firing him. How much do you have to pay him? So Tanakama says, shomu len es mashosu. You have to pay him according to how much he did. Like he did half the job, you have to pay him half the money. Even though to find another worker to finish the job will cost you more, still you have to pay him according to the first deal you made up with him. Let's say to finish off the job is going to cost you now 6 dinarin, which is a seller and a half. Still, noisam one seller. You still have to pay him the seller that you made up. What you made up for the job is 2 sloyim. So half the job is a seller. You still have to pay him. Even though the worker is retracting now, and since he's retracting, you're going to lose out that you're going to have to hire another worker to finish the job, and just to do half the job will charge you 6 dinarin, a seller and a half. You still have to pay him a seller. That's what Tanakama says. Or yigmu malachton, v'yit l'shnei sloyim. Or else you tell the poyo, like, finish the work, and then you'll get your 2 sloyim. Now, v'yim seller, let's say the job that's left over is only, will only cost you for another worker, also only a seller. So chur p'shita then, that nice l'm seller, you pay the first worker a seller. The Gemara asks the question, this chur is p'shita. That madrach, in a case where the malacha to be finished, isn't it cost you more? Still, you have to pay the first worker, the seller, so with the second half, is only going to cost you a seller, pshita, you have to give the first worker a seller. We'll see in the Gemara. So this is the Tanakama, that if the worker stops in the middle of the job, the Baal HaBos has to pay him according to how much half the job is. Rabbi Daisi Yaimanor, Rabbi Daisi says, no, that shomim le mashos liyosos. We have to see how much it's going to cost the Baal HaBos to finish the job. Therefore, hoyashisha dinrin, let's say you made up to make this coat for 2 sloyim, and you did half the coat. And now the Baal HaBos sees that to get somebody to finish off the coat is going to cost him 6 dinarin, which is a seller and a half. Then noisim lem shekel. You only have to give the first worker a shekel. In other words, if I can't, the Baal HaBos is like, you're the El Elyono. I said I'll pay you 2 sloyim for the job. But now that you're stopping in the middle, I have a right to see how much it's going to cost me to finish the job. And then I'll only pay you what's left. Or yigmu malachton, or else if you want to finish the job. The yitlo shnei sloyim, then you get your shnei sloyim. And again, this part again is chita, the in seller, nice and lam seller. And let's say to finish off the job will also only cost me a seller. So chita, I give you a seller. Who has chita? Now again, remember they said, the dover shein ovet. And again, there's a new clause now. In both the Resha and the Seifa, when was this said, these tenoyim, only if it's not ovet? Like, if after the Baal HaBos, if the worker quits on a deal, and it'll take a day or two for the Baal HaBos to get somebody else to finish, so what? But that's only if it's not ovid. It's not going to be ruined in between. Avo v'dover ovid. If I hired you to do me a job, like the case of Mishnah, where I have my flax soaking in the water, and today's the last day, if it stays there more than today, it'll be ruined, and I hire someone to take it out today, then seicher aleihem. Then if the workman quits in the middle of the job, you have a right now to hire somebody else, and if you can't find anybody else, if you have to charge a second worker twice as much, or three times as much, you have a right to do that. And you know who's going to have to pay for it? The first worker. Because where the job is a dover ovid, it's like you accepted upon yourself to save the Baal HaBos. So if you're quitting, so the Baal HaBos has the right to get another worker to stop him from ruining. And the first worker will have to pay for it. Oy matan, like this is the case of our Mishnah. Or else matan means you have the right to fool the worker. Like the worker now is stopping in the middle of the job. You have the right to tell him, listen, what are you stopping for? Because you're not getting enough money. I'll pay you twice as much, three times as much. Just finish the job. And then the pro finishes it, but you don't have to pay him the more money. Right? Since he made up first to do the job for 2 sloyim, and it's a dover ovid, that the Baal HaBos can't afford to play around now, to wait to get new workers. So the Baal HaBos has the right to trick him and tell him, I'll pay you much more, and then you don't have to. Because it's not Gezel, because the mice of the poil made up at the beginning, he'll do the job for the slime. So he has no right now to stop in the middle to cause you a loss. So therefore it's called mutton. Yeah. Now, Ketzad mutton, what's the case of mutton? Oy maloy selikit sas lechem. Listen, I made up, I'll pay you a seller for the job. You want to stop in the middle. You know what? Boyu v'tlush tayim. I'll pay you twice as much. Just finish the job for me. And then at the end, the Baal HaBos doesn't have to pay him. The yad kama. How much could you do it? So, say, and then Seichelim means you can hire somebody else more, even if $40 or $50 more. That's how much you have a right to. Sorry. The Yom Ruloi. No, I'm not sure. The Yad Kama, Seichelim. Oh, no, it could be the same. The Yad now. The one case is Mutton. Now, the first case was Seichelim, that you could hire other workers to do the job. Now, how much more do you pay the other workers? The Yad Kama, Seichelim. In other words, buying Mutton in the first case, that's Pita. Like you fool him. How long do you fool him? Until you get him to do the job. Tell him, I'll pay you twice as much. No. I'll pay you three times as much. No. Four or five. Until you get him to do it, that's the price you go to. But the other case was, in case he doesn't want to do it. Or you can get another worker. But the other worker's in the charge very, very much. You have a right to take the second worker. And the first worker will have to pay for it. But until how much can you take a second worker? How much more do you have to pay him? So it says, we had kama sefer aleim, ad aboyim v'chamishim zuz. So $40 more, $50 more, still you have a right to take another worker, and the first worker would have to pay for it. Remember they said, Bizman Shem Shem Poilim Liskar. When you don't have another worker to find, then you have a right to fool the first worker or to pay somebody else at a much higher price. But let's say no, if you find there, it's easy to find other workers to do the same job at the same price. For your say the Sakam Yelu, then the mice are the only after rumors. But if a worker quits on the job, and the mice are there are other workers to do the job, then the Baal HaBos has no right to hire other workers at three or four or five times the price. He has to only hire workers at the same price. And that's the case then of the ratio of the Mishnah, that the Baal HaBos only has a right to after rumors, have a right to have a complaint upon you that you caused me to work to get other workers. But when you could find other workers, then you can't do this joke of mutton, of tricking him, or circle layim, paying other workers twice or three or four times their value. But what you have to do is have to try and find other workers at the same price. Just in the case where it's a dover ovud, if you don't get workers today, you can have a big loss. And then the only way you can get other workers is by paying them a much higher salary. You have a right to do that. And the first worker is going to have to pay for it. Or else you have a right to fool this worker right now and tell him, listen, I'll pay you five times as much, six times as much. Now the Gemara says, Tani Tana Kaimad Rav. Noisim Lem Schorer Mishalim. That you have to pay them full wages. Full wages in the first case again. The price before. Where you hired a worker, and he went out to the field, and he found the field was not workable. Or you hired somebody to transport merchandise, and you had the merchandise. So he holds you have to pay him complete salary for that day. Omar Leich Habibi. Omar. If I would have been there, like have hidden the loan like a prayer bottle, I would have only paid him like a worker that doesn't have to work, like we said before. You want to say you have to pay him complete wages? Like why? This we learned. Much less work. If you hired a donkey driver to move things, so it's much easier, like going empty-handed, than going toying, carrying stuff. It's much harder to go down to the field and really have to plow there than to just sit down and do nothing. Now, so they didn't end off the whole job. And they didn't end off to tell him what he really meant to say. That they didn't tell him the end of that price. Because the end of the price says clearly how much you have to pay. Not the complete salary, just like how much a player would have to pay not to do the work. Eke the army son said, no, sign the command. No, they ended off the brisa to him. But Vachikor Mechavivi, still, this is what Chavivi said. Vachikor Mechavivi, Omar, if I would have been there, I wouldn't have given him a penny. I wouldn't have paid him anything. And you say I should pay him at least like a poil bottle. For the Gemara Elakashach, but to see with the Braisa. The Braisa says clearly you do have to pay him. Just you don't have to pay him as much as a regular worker doing the work. You pay him just according like a pay a bottle. So according to Stira, how could you start paying nothing? Gemara says Lakash is no Stira. Hatal Yehud is Cyril Arya Midyutar. One place about the Perlim went down there and they saw the field at night. And as they saw that the field was wet, they should have never went there. Hodaloi silently Arya Midyutar. The second case is where the Perlim did not look at the field overnight. And therefore, when they went down, you have to pay them. Rashi learns, the Perlim saw that the field is wet. And they didn't understand it. Or else Rashi says, it rained last night. So everybody should have known that don't come down to work the next day. So then the owner doesn't have to pay him a penny. That's what Chabibi meant to say. That's what the Braita says, the owner has to pay him. That's when the worker did not realize that the field was wet. So then the worker had a right to go down the next morning to do the work. In such a case, then, the Balabas has to pay him, like a poyo bottle. But in the case where the worker should have realized himself that there's no work to do, then the owner does not have to pay him at all. And like Yod Yomra, like Rabbi said, high man, the Yagar Agir L'Rivka. If somebody hires a man to work in the field, to irrigate the field, to make ditches. The Yosa Mitra, and water comes, or Malaya Mayu, and fills up the place with water. He said clearly, Isayili Arya Miyut, if they saw the what happened at night time, subsided the Perlim, then the Perlim shouldn't have come to work the next day. Like the Perlim should have realized the water came down, they don't need me. But Laisarili Arya Miyut, let's say the Perl did not go down to the field the night before, did not see anything, then said to the Balabayas, the Yoyev Lake of Perl Boto. Then, in fact, the Balabas' fault that he should have notified the worker. Right, he should have notified the worker that you have a worker coming from out of town. Unless that arranged by you. So if there's no way the worker could have found out about it, you should have notified him not to come today. Since you did not notify him, it's your loss. So the next day when the worker comes there and finds no work, you have to pay him kapoya bottle. That's shot in the brace. Right, we'll stop here.